I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. It's estimated that about 1 in 7 women experience symptoms of postpartum depression. To talk about new recommendations for screening all new parents for possible signs of depression and also a new treatment available for postpartum depression soon is Dr. Connie Gill. She's an associate professor in the departments of psychiatry and behavioral science in OBGYN, and she's the director of the Women's Reproductive Behavioral Health Program at MUSC. Dr. Gill, the American Academy of Pediatrics recently recommended that parents be screened for possible signs of postpartum depression when they take their infant in for checkups at 1, 2, 4, and 6 months of age. What's behind this new recommendation for a more routine, widespread screening for depression?
The recommendation is really based on the fact that we know that postpartum depression is really common. Postpartum depression is the most common complication of childbirth, and it has really significant health consequences for not only mom, but also baby and her partner.
Is the idea to try and catch postpartum depression early?
Yes. So if we can identify it early and get people into a treatment, they do very well. Right now, the treatments for postpartum depression include psychotherapies, and for people that have more moderate to severe symptoms, we use medications like the SSRIs. Other things that are really important in the treatment of postpartum depression is making sure that women are getting breaks and adequate sleep when they can, and also making sure that they have good supports and good social supports of people they can reach out to for help. And those two pieces alone can be really helpful in getting someone through postpartum depression.
I understand that there's a new medication that's been approved that will soon be available for women with postpartum depression. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is really exciting because under our current conditions of treatment, under the best circumstances, it takes about 6 to 8 weeks for women to start feeling better. With this new treatment, we actually start seeing improvement within days. In the clinical trials for this medication, about 75% of women had a significant reduction in their symptoms within 3 days of getting the medication, and over 90% of them were still well at 30 days out. So this is a huge step forward in the treatment of postpartum depression.
Is this going to be a medication that will be available widely?
The administration of the medication requires that a woman is coming into a healthcare facility, and she needs to be there to receive a continuous infusion for 60 hours through an IV. So throughout that entire time, she's being monitored, also monitoring her pulse oximetry, her oxygen saturations, and checking on her regularly to make sure she's not becoming overly sedated on the medication.
What are some of the typical symptoms of postpartum depression?
People feel sad. They don't really feel connected with other people or their baby. They're very, very anxious, lots of worries. A lot of women feel very irritable. Sometimes they'll also describe feeling really guilty or having feelings of worthlessness, like they're not a good enough mom, even to the point where people feel like they don't want to be here, they'd rather be dead than to continue on.
And first step for someone that feels some of these kinds of symptoms, who to contact?
Yeah, the first step is to let a trusted person know, whether that's your partner or a friend, so that that person can also help you reach out to a healthcare professional, whether it's an OBGYN or a pediatrician, to help facilitate getting you into mental health treatment.
Dr. Gill, thanks for information about postpartum depression.
Thanks for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.